Beautiful.
Thank you.
Tail lights, such a powerful image. I've heard it in songs before. It hit me that time too when you were singing it.
Thanks.
Such a powerful image. See the car pulling off.
And that was that was kind of the everything kind of pulling off.
Yeah.
When we read that, that was like, oh well, because the band was changing at the same time as my adolescence was changing, my whole life was changing.
Yeah.
And it was like you have this sense of being on tour all the time, like a permanent vacation, but it's not. It's not that, and it's that you have to be responsible and sober about it, that you are becoming an adult and you can't just be a fool running around, you know, just being like, look at me, I'm on vacation. You have a responsibility to the people that come see you and the people that buy your records and to, you know, to do your job and to do it as best as you can. And it was weird, like the everything was changing, you know. I was growing up and then the band and the where do I fit in, I don't know.
Wow.
And then it just seemed like everything was pulling away.
You throw kids into that situation.
Yeah.
It's nuts that any of them make it through.
It is. And it is crazy. I mean, I definitely understand why people kind of, you could see like there's famous people that are kind of apparently gone off the deep end. And
yeah.
I could see how that happens.
Absolutely. Well, it seems like you got perspective before.
I hope so.
Before any of that could happen, I hope. Brian Fallon here from the Gaslight Anthem. The new album is called The 59 Sound, one of my favorite records so far this year. It's so good. And it's not even out yet. It's out on Tuesday. I highly recommend it. They have a sold out show at Knitting Factory, and that's on Saturday. And are you making your way to Seattle anytime in 08?
We're going to be there at the end of the year.
The end of the year, touring forever.
With Rise Against, yeah.
Yeah. When is it? So it's end of the year?
End of the year, probably November time, okay. I would say. Yeah. Seattle's actually one of my favorite cities.
That's a beautiful city.
I love it.
And you'll be well received.
It's great. The last time I was there, though, I was kind of asking everybody where Eddie Vedder lived because I'm an enormous Pearl Jam fan. And
West
I know
Seattle.
I know, that's what everybody says, but where? I mean, I think he would, I don't think he would mind if I brought him a coffee and was like, listen, man, let's talk about
the
Ramones.
I know some
people. Well, dude, he is like a hero, you know? I mean, he doesn't get a far enough credit, even the good credit he does get.
Well, I think when you, I think that Into the Wild soundtrack, if that didn't show people that he's such a talented songwriter and storyteller.
And he gets it, I think.
Yeah.
He really gets it beyond, I think, what most people do. He sees it, you know?
And talk about what you just said about being thrown into the that, and that guy went through into the other side, and complete with a great family.
And such grace, too.
Yeah.
Look at that. Never was a fool, you know? Never. He went up and down and then back up again.
Isn't it interesting, though? You almost get less credit as a musician if that doesn't if you do go that route.
Yeah.
That's kind of a sad commentary in a way.
Yeah.
But good for him. You know?
Yeah.
It's really
good for all those
thing.
Guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you get to Seattle, we'll go knock on his door.
I would love to, really. I mean, I hope he comes to one of our shows. I'd buy him a pizza or something.
How can he say no to that?
Yeah, how could he say no to that?
Seriously. I bet you no one's asked that. Come to our show, we'll buy you a pizza.
I'll buy you a pizza. And we could talk about The Who, man. That Rain on Me cover that they did is
phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bet you he's nice, too.
I've heard, yes.
Maybe he's in everybody gets in a bad mood. I'm sticking with it. Eddie Vedder's a solid guy.
But the thing is even if he weren't, I mean, imagine what you go through in a day, you know, where you can't even go to the store.
It's true.
You know, you're going to get just swamped with people, especially in your hometown. Although people are awfully nice in Seattle. All right.